Hey, we're checking in again with our good friend at the New England Wildlife Center. Zach Mertz is here to talk about turtles. Hey, Zach.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for checking in with us. Turtles specifically from Sailor's Home Pond in Quincy, right?
So we have a whole complement of turtles from one of Quincy's local ponds. We've been holding these guys while the pond was being restored, and so we through a collaborative effort with the city of Quincy, Zoo New England, New England Herpetological Society, we actually took the step of capturing all of the turtles that were free ranging in this pond that have probably lived there in some cases for decades before the work started. So we got them safely in. We've been able to, where they needed it, give them medical treatment, give them good husbandry, give them a safe place to spend the winter, and finally getting ready to send them back home.
Yeah, this is a big turtle release coming up on, I think, May 16th is the date. We want folks to come out and take pictures and enjoy it as well. How many turtles and what kind are they, and what have you had to do to them?
It's been a long 12 months. These guys have been through, some of them came in with medical issues, infections. I think all told we had three species total. So the snapper, eastern painted turtle, and then we had a musk turtle as well. And these guys, the different species need different things. So the painted turtles are omnivorous, so they're eating a lot of greens, and in the wild they'd be eating, macroinvertebrates that live in the pond, maybe some duckweed. And so we try to replicate their natural diet. The snappers are more carnivores, as you can imagine. So they've really been eating us out of house and home and fish. We're going through pounds of fish a week, just keeping them all fed. And so we do our best to adjust the care to keep it as close to a natural process as we can.
Yeah. How many in total do you have there?
We started with 38. Unfortunately, we did lose a couple. They were pretty ill when they came in, and despite our best efforts, we weren't able to turn them around. So I think we're up to 36 right now, but happy to say everybody here is doing really well.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And how did you catch them, Zach? I mean, how do you corral turtles?
This was a first for me. We're very used to caring for them in the hospital, or the ones we get in here at the New England Wildlife Centers are often hit by a car, or they're picked up by the dog, or found in an inappropriate place, and people bring them in, or we go out and get them. Catching a healthy wild turtle was totally new. Thankfully, the folks from New England Herp Society and Zoo New England kind of showed us the way. We set large turtle traps. They almost, if you're familiar with a like a crab trap or a lobster trap, think of that, except not as rigid. And so they were baited with, apparently they love older sardines. The sense of smell is really good. So this lured them in. And so over the course of a week or maybe 14 days, we were sort of able to work collaboratively with the city of Quincy and these other groups and go out and check the traps. And they kind of just came in turtle by turtle as they were caught, and until we were pretty confident we had everybody out of there.
Oh, okay, very good. And how deep is that pond? Do you even know, just roughly?
I'm not sure what the original what the depth was. I can tell you I'm sure it's deeper now.
Right.
As part of the cleanup effort, I know there was a good amount of dredging. I saw, I think, over 5 tons of material was removed from the pond in an effort to clean
Wow.
it up. And so the goal is always to restore the bathymetry, meaning the depth and geometry of the pond, back to as natural as possible, right? So you want this to mimic a healthy aquatic environment. And it's being what it is. It's had a long historical use, and people have been living near and around and using this pond for probably centuries, if not more, in Quincy. So through that period of human use, it's sort of has changed a lot, not only the slope of it, but also what went into the pond and everything. So this is a pretty forward-thinking effort by the city of Quincy to get it cleaned up, and it's definitely the right thing for these turtles too.
Yeah. So are these native turtles? Is this their natural native place to live?
These guys are all native to New England. Three of probably the most common species, the eastern painted and the eastern snapping turtle, are probably the two most common species we see here in our hospital, and I would guess probably the most populous through the state. It's pretty cool that you can live in a place like Quincy that's as populated as it is, but also has all these amazing diverse habitats where you can be a mile from an estuary or a beach habitat, and also have a healthy, thriving pond that has all these turtles in it. And I can, we can tell you, we were sort of guessing at how many turtles we would get out of this pond, and I think we about doubled our guess. There was, very healthy, thriving turtle population there, which is part of the reason this project was so important is because, a lot of times during restoration effort, if you're bringing in heavy machinery or you have to dredge or you have to remove a ton of sediment, sometimes the turtles that live there and the other animals that live there don't make it through that process. And that's why this is so cool is because not only are you cleaning up their home, but you're preserving the animals that already live there and in some cases live there for decades. And so it's pretty meaningful to be able to give them safe haven, clean up their habitat, and then bring them back to the new clean home because it'll, not only it's the right thing ethically to do, but it also probably speed up the, sort of the evolution of this healthy pond, right? You're putting older turtles in that are active, that are breeding, you're going to sort of push the project forward that way.
Yeah, this is, as you might know, this is the second pond in Quincy that's been restored this way. Butler's Pond was one that was done a couple of years ago. Same process, turtles removed, pond restored, turtles put back in. Did you guys help with that as well?
We did. This is our second try. We like to think we've gotten a little better at it since. That was because it was so cutting edge at the time. We learned a lot in the process, and so we're really excited about this one. We're able to, not only give them, I think slightly more natural care habitats while they were with us, but we're also able to get some more data points about the turtles, and hopefully be able to use that data to see how it translates to the restoration process. Meaning, we were taking blood samples from these turtles to see if there was any heavy metals, any contaminants, not only for their own health, but maybe you can learn a little bit about the environment from looking at the individual animal too.
Did you find anything of note?
Nothing terribly out of the ordinary. There was some, I think, exactly what you'd expect to find in a pond that's been, heavily used by humans for decades.
It's, oh yeah, Sailor Sun Pond. My gosh, it was a very popular childhood ice skating place for many years. It's right in the Beechwood Knoll section. The elementary school is right there as well. So that's it's an urban setting for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great spot. It was clearly well loved. I mean, throughout the capture process, a lot of the local kids and neighbors and everybody were really invested, which is also part of the reason we're so excited to, be able to sort of return these turtles to the community because, let's face it, it's sort of a natural spot that a lot of people have known for. In some cases, we met folks that have been going there since they were kids and now
Oh,
they're in
yeah.
their 70s and 80s. And so, yeah, they should feel ownership and feel proud of how this project turned out.
How old were the turtles that you took out of the pond?
It's hard to say exactly with a turtle, but I'm pretty confident at least one or two of the snappers are in their 40s.
Wow. So, you're going to be able to show us one?
Sure, I could show you a
Okay.
turtle.
The stars of the show, right? I mean, people don't want to see us, Zach. They want to see the
That's right.
turtles.
Surprising how often people want to see the turtle before they talk to me. So this is an Eastern painted turtle.
Okay.
This is, let's see, an adult male.
Okay.
So this is about, sorry, I know the cameras. There you go.
Yeah,
It's an adult male, so it's about as big as they get. These guys are very common in ponds and lakes and any water feature, any freshwater feature across Massachusetts that you're going to find. These are the ones you'll see oftentimes, especially this time of year coming out of the pond and sitting on a log, getting some sun during the day. And I should say too, as a turtle PSA, it is definitely turtle mating season and nesting season right now. And so as you're out on the roads in Quincy and really all over the South Shore, be very careful for these guys. The females are usually with eggs now, they're gravid. And so they're looking for a nice sandy or loose dirt spot to have their nest, right? And so if you're lucky, like these guys at Sailor's Home Pond, there is a pretty good riparian zone where there's, sediment and safe places to nest. That's not the case for all the turtles and ponds here in Massachusetts. And sometimes these guys will have to travel across roadways. So that's where they run into trouble. As you can see, the dark coloration on the back, if you're driving at night or dusk or you're not really paying attention, they'll blend right in. So it's really the number one reason at the New England Wildlife Centers we get patients, this turtle patients this time of year is because they've been hit by cars as they're looking for nesting sites.
So if you see them out of the water, they're okay. Don't bother them. They're doing what they're supposed to do, right?
Exactly. Yep, you
Okay.
can if you see them in your yard traversing, the one thing I will say is if you see a turtle in the road and either you want to help them along or if you're brave enough, pick them up, you can do that. There's a couple things to remember. The first is turtles are very stubborn and they know where they're going. And so if you're going to pick a turtle like this up, my best advice is I always say the hamburger hold. You don't want to hold them for too long, but make sure you got a good grip where you're they're not going to be able to push off of you with their front leg, back legs. You
Okay.
want to move them in the direction they're already headed.
Okay.
Because if he's going south and I turn around and put him on the north side of the road, he's just going to walk right back across.
Gotcha. Okay, good to know.
And my other, this one should go without saying, but if you come across a large snapping turtle, and we want to help them, of course, but they can snap and they can bite. My best advice, and this is what I do, I keep a snow shovel in my car, even in the summer. And it's because you can kind of get behind them and just sort of gently encourage them with a snow shovel or broom, and just kind of escort them across, rather than having to pick them up.
Yes, absolutely. And they can turn around completely and get you very quickly. So don't be deceived by a snapping turtle.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yes.
They're longer necks than they look like, as you can see.
Exactly. Did you name the turtles at the center?
So we did not, but I know City of Quincy and a lot of the local kids that did help did come up with names for a lot of them. And so I know on the day of the release, I think they're going to go by name. So you get to learn all of their names firsthand.
Okay.
Here in the hospital, we use patient numbers because it's tied to their medical record.
Oh, of course. So when can we talk about the release a little bit? It's going to be
Sure.
on see Saturday, May 16th at Sailor's Home Pond. What's going to be happening?
Yeah, so the day of, it's partial release, it's partial celebration. It's from 8:30 to 10:30 on May 16th at Sailor's Home Pond. I'm sure you'll hear from Heather Liss from the City of Quincy Department of Environmental Natural Resources. We'll of course be there. We'll be ship, packing up the vans with all the turtles and bringing them over. And I think our partners from Zoo New England and New England Herp Society will be there as well. It'd be a great opportunity to not only see these guys return to the wild, wish them well, but learn a little bit about natural history of turtles, why they're important, learn about the pond cleanup or the pond cleanup process and how the restoration went. And I'm sure there will be some words I think from City of Quincy officials, and as well as just kind of hear about the value of the pond, things you can do in your own backyard to help safeguard these animals and just coexist and protect the natural resources we're lucky enough to have.
Sure. Now, will you be kind of monitoring them after their release, Zach, to make sure they do okay?
So we won't, but I think the City of Quincy is.
Okay.
Of course, we're standing by to help if anybody runs into trouble. We'll do medical care, but I think Sailor Home Pond provides a really cool, unique environment, right? Because it's not a huge pond. It's not like several acres across where you're not going to necessarily see the individuals. I think these guys are going to provide a really cool window into post-restoration life, meaning that when we release them, there's a limited number. It's a relatively small area. And so, using some tips and tricks, I think we will be able to actually track them into the future. And our hope is, see them thrive in not only the years to come, but even the decades to come. So a lot of these guys will, probably have 40, 50 years of life expectancy left.
Wow, very good. All right. Anything else folks should know right now? Who was your favorite turtle?
Oh, you want to see my favorite turtle is also our most difficult turtle.
Of course.
His name is Whopper, and
Okay.
he is somewhere in the neighborhood of 43 pounds, I think.
Wow,
Big
wow.
snapper. And if you want, I might be able to show him to you really quick.
If you feel brave enough,
All right, let me see
I
if he's in
don't
a good mood. I'll
I,
check.
Yeah, see if Whopper's willing to go on TV. I do his debut here, but I don't want to be responsible for you losing any digits along the way. Okay, Mr. Whopper, nice to meet you.
There's Whopper, and
Wow.
he actually just ate, so he's feeling pretty full right
Oh,
now.
he's got a full stomach. Okay.
But yeah, you can see he's a big dude. And is well, we're very, very happy. He's sort of the king of the pond, but he's probably I would say, in the 42 to 45-year-old range.
Wow.
I know we'll be very happy to go home.
Yeah, I'm sure. Was he the biggest one that you found there?
He was.
He
He, yep.
was.
He was our biggest by weight, and I think oldest by age as well.
Wow, very good. Thank you, Whopper, for being tame enough to let us see you. So when folks go out on May 16th, they can cheer on Whopper when he goes back into the
Absolutely.
pond. Excellent. How do we get more information about the center itself, Zach?
So you can visit us on our Facebook pages, New England Wildlife Center or Cape Wildlife Center. You can check us out on our website, anywildlife.org. And if you have an animal problem or a question about wildlife in your backyard, give us a call, 781-682-4878.
All right. Yeah, we're hearing a lot about coyotes this spring, so that seems to be one issue for sure.
Absolutely. Our phones are ringing left and right, and we have some really cool coyote resources on our Facebook and website too, if folks are looking.
Okay, great. Hey, I really appreciate the update. Great to talk to you, and we'll see you on the 16th.
Sounds good. Thanks so
All right.
much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.